You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Hey, this is Liz Enthusiasm from Freeze Pop, and you are listening to the Flopcast.
Live from Chicken Town, this is the Flopcast, episode 363.
On flopcast.net.
Yes, yes, hello, Cornflake.
Kevin, hi.
Hi, you're back in the studio. We missed you last week.
Good to be back. And thank you for keeping things up and running while I was sick.
We kept going last week. The mayor filled in.
I very much appreciated it.
Now you're back, and we have to really catch up with Cornflake this week. We have a lot of catching up to do on your ongoing segment for the year.
Cornflake on the road.
Well, I guess we should do National Whatever Day first, though, right?
Yes.
So let's start with National Whatever Day.
National Whatever Day!
On April 23rd, Kevin, we celebrate the humble toaster crumpet. It is National English Muffin Day.
Ah, okay.
You ever wonder why they were called English muffins?
Every day, all day. That's okay. All I wonder about.
It's all, like, once you wonder, you can't stop wondering until you get an answer. Because English muffins actually didn't originate in England. There was a guy who invented the English muffin in 1880, but it was in New York. His name was Samuel Bath Thomas. Hmm. Who has Bath as a name? I don't know. But he still invented something delicious.
This guy invented the English muffin.
Yes.
All right.
He moved to the U.S. from England.
Okay. He was referring to his own heritage then?
Must be. He just started calling them English muffins in 1894 and the name stuck.
Yeah. Did regular muffins exist back then?
I believe they did.
Did he know the Muffin Man?
He might have.
Yeah.
I can't say for sure. I didn't do a deep dive on the life of Samuel Bath Thomas.
But do you like English muffins?
Love
really?
Them. One of my all-time favorite snacks.
Wow. That's something that I would have them as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the cheapo pack from the grocery store, your Thomas's, I guess, is the big name.
Thomas, yes. Yeah. Well, there's a big difference, I would say, between Thomas's and the cheapo pack.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought that was the cheapo pack.
Oh, no.
There, you can go lower than Thomas's. All right.
Yes.
Anyway, we would get those when I was a kid. But as an adult, I never buy English muffins. And thus, I could not tell you the last time I had an English muffin. It's been years and years and years.
There's so many cool little things you can do with them, though, but I never have any patience. I just, like, put butter on it and then yomp it.
Yeah, I remember the existence of the English muffin pizza, which always seemed kind of sad to me.
What?
I don't know. It seemed like a sorry-looking excuse for a pizza, as pizzas go.
Like when you could have a real pizza, why do that?
Right. And that you make them in the toaster oven.
Very
right?
Makeshift.
Do you prefer a nook or a cranny?
Oh, nooks.
You're a nook girl.
What about you? I mean,
I'm very creeped out by both of them.
Should I be embarrassed that I'm a nook girl?
Highly embarrassed.
Is that something I shouldn't be speaking about in public? All my life I've known that I'm a nook girl.
I'm not even sure what the technical difference is between the two categories.
The nooks and the crannies?
Yes. Do you know what constitutes one or another?
I believe the nook is the cranny part, and no.
I think the nook hangs from the top of the cave.
Right. And the cranny comes up from the bottom?
Yes.
So the nook is the little crater. And then the crannies, I'm pretty sure, are the ridges. So you have craters and ridges on an English muffin. There's a lot of topography going on.
Do you think when Joe Bath, the creator of the English muffin,
Samuel Bath.
Okay, I could...
Thomas.
Just barely remember what the guy's name was. His last name was Thomas?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't even pick up on that part. So the original Thomas is the name that they still have on the big brand of English muffins?
Bingo.
Okay, this is all coming together now. And I'm wondering, in the process of inventing this thing, did he start at originally, like, they only included nooks and it just wasn't working? Until he figured out how to blend in the crannies?
Yeah, because a nook would just be like a bread bowl, essentially. It'd just be one big hole.
It was just one giant nook.
Yes. Nobody liked that.
No. We should do a panel about this at MuffinCon this year.
I think you have to be specially invited.
You, given your expertise, that you might be able to get booked as an attending professional at MuffinCon, and you'll be moderating the panel on Nooks versus Crannies.
It's got to be the English muffin track, because I really don't give much of a flip about muffins proper.
Are you working on your costume?
For the English muffin, yeah.
For MuffinCon?
Usually people dress up like the muffins that everybody knows.
Sure.
There's not enough representation for
not
English
enough
muffins.
English muffin costuming at MuffinCon.
Right.
Well, we have a few weeks to prepare.
Mm-hmm. For MuffinCon.
It's coming up fast. Catches me by surprise every year. But all right, you'll work on your muffin costume. I will work on my Joseph Bath costume.
Who's Joseph Bath?
I'm still getting the name wrong, aren't I?
Samuel Bath. Aren't you glad they're called Thomas's and not Bath muffins?
That's a whole other kind of muffin. And it's disgusting.
A Bath muffin is a loofah.
Happy English Muffin Day to us all. All right, let's get back to Cornflake on the Road. This was your New Year's resolution.
Yes.
Was once a month, approximately, on average, over the course of the year, because I know you were falling behind at one point. But you were going to go somewhere new.
Right.
Go somewhere new, do something new, and report back to us. And we've gotten but one report so far all year.
I'm terrible at this, Kevin.
And so we're going to catch up on at least a couple of them today, I think. I know what one of them is. I do not know what the other one is. What order are we working in?
Well, let's talk about March first.
Okay.
Well, it's not news that I've been to the beach before, so that's a part of my journey here.
breaking news. Cornflake discovers the ocean.
The thing about the beach is if you want to go and, for example, see the sunrise and sit and have a cup of coffee, you customarily have to do it outside.
And in the morning.
Yes. Both of those things can be very difficult. I wanted a place where I could go and watch the sun come up over the ocean and have a cup of coffee where I didn't have to sit in my car to do it.
Right. You want to be indoors.
Right.
Watching the sunrise and at night.
Yes.
To add a degree of difficulty to the process.
I might be asking too much.
Yes. All right. Where'd you go? I assume this happened in the morning.
Yes.
What'd you do?
One morning I just started driving along the beach and tried to figure out where I might go to grab a cup of coffee. And I came upon a place called Jumpin' Jacks. Jumpin' Jacks Java.
Is it a coffee place or a breakfast place or both?
It's all of that.
Do they have English muffins?
Yes.
Yes, they do. They're getting ready.
They do.
For Muffin Day.
And
I know you like a good breakfast place. You go out of your mind over these breakfast places.
Bonkers. Love a good breakfast place.
All right, so you went to Jumpin' Jacks.
Right.
Is everybody furiously exercising inside?
No, but I think it's run by former Navy SEALs.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Man.
It's really cool.
That sounds scary.
Well, they run a tight ship.
I guess. I'm not going in there.
Oh. They've been around for 10 years, and I've been by the place, and I've just never gone in, and so I went and checked it out, and beautiful view of Hampton Beach,
So it's right on the beach.
Yeah, place where I've always kind of gone to see the sunrise.
Hampton Beach, New Hampshire.
Yes.
A lot of people don't realize there is a beach in New Hampshire.
It's a tiny bit of coastline.
The southeast corner of New Hampshire catches the coast.
Right, because everyone
between Massachusetts and Maine.
Massachusetts and Maine as ocean places.
Yeah, there's a little hunk of New Hampshire on the coast, and there you got Hampton Beach.
And I went to it, and I went in there. Everything was good. And they have these whoopie pies, Kevin, which are, they're disgusting. They're not good for you in any
the
way.
The official food of the Navy SEALs.
Breakfast of champions, yep. I would say. And they're like the size of your face.
Mm.
But there was one thing that surprised me that I did not expect to see in a coffee shop by the ocean, and I brought it back with me.
You have something here from Jumpin' Jacks.
I do.
Okay. Here comes a bag. Is this what's in the bag? We have not done what's in the bag. It's been a long time since we've done a what's in the bag.
Cornflake on the Road has a what's in the bag segment.
This is a classic Flopcast segment, what's in the bag. Here we go. We got those stickers.
Stickers.
We have flop stickers.
They have.
Flip-flops.
Yeah, they have shelves and shelves of stickers in there, Kevin.
Flop
I
stickers.
I brought back some flops, obviously. And
of course, the lobster sticker. Oh, and they're still coming out of the bag. Wait, there's another one. There's a unicorn. Because we are teenage girls. You and I.
I have no idea what I'm going to stick that unicorn to. But then I...
Now, a bunch of little stickers came out, too. Oh, these are all more flops.
Little flops.
All right, so you got a fistful of stickers from your new coffee place on the beach.
Did you know that I used to collect stickers? I mean, did every kid collect stickers, or was that just me?
Girls were way into stickers, I think.
Yeah.
I remember the girls going to the mall and getting stickers.
My sticker collection got up to 2,456 stickers at one point.
Now you're buying them from Navy SEALs.
In a breakfast shop.
Look how things have changed.
So that was my adventure for March.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, particularly if you want to hang out by the ocean in March in New Hampshire, you want to do it indoors.
We have a very broad definition of adventure around here, we should say. Went to a coffee shop.
But
that's fine, though. That's
a
good.
A coffee shop that I've never been to before. Yes. And I found stickers inside.
I just like calling it an adventure.
I get that feeling you're picking on me.
A little bit, perhaps. All right, that's a good one. That's Cornflake on the Road, episode 2. Now let's jump up to episode 3, which I was there for episode 3.
Yes, and I almost wasn't.
Yeah.
You nudged me and said, hey, Freeze Pop is playing. No, I can't say. I've never been to Freeze Pop. I can't say that because, well, you were there the last time I went to Freeze Pop.
Every time you've seen Freeze Pop, I've been there to confirm that you were seeing Freeze Pop, yes.
And every time I've seen Freeze Pop so far now, it's been a free show, and this was
no
exception.
That's true, yeah. Look at you. You wait for the price to drop down to zero, and then there you are, their biggest fan. Freeze Pop, we should say, for anyone who doesn't know, even if you're a regular Flopcast listener, you certainly know, one of our very favorite bands. They're a synth-pop band. A lot of keytars on stage.
Yes.
It's all keytars and keyboards and synth drums, cool stuff like that. So they have a very nice poppy, synthy, electronic sound. They're the best. Freeze Pop.
They are.
And they've been kind of laying low for the last couple of years because they've been working on their new album. And yeah, they just suddenly announced this surprise free show in the middle of Boston.
At a place called Dylan's.
Yeah. I'd never been in this place before.
Me neither. No. So... Cornflake on the Road, April episode.
This counts as Cornflake on the Road, yes.
So Dylan's, it's named for Captain Dylan, Captain S. Dylan, who was stationed in Boston from 1920 to 1950.
Inventor of the croissant.
Yes.
By coincidence.
And the Freeze Pop show was sponsored by Indy 617.
Well, I know it was sponsored by Goose Island Beer, but it was also sponsored by Indie... What's
it called? Indie 617.
Okay.
And they have a streaming digital radio station.
All right.
And a bunch of the radio DJs from the Boston area now contribute to this online resource for alternative music. So we were all at Dylan's.
Yeah. And we can get our beer from Goose Island Beer now.
Yes.
Yeah. No. I've had Goose Island Beer before. Have you seen them like at a bar sometimes? There'll be a tap handle that's just a big goose head.
And yes.
That's Goose Island Beer.
I thought that somebody was just putting goose heads on the taps
you
for fun.
You thought it was an actual goose head.
I thought it was an Aflac commercial for beer. Well, now I know better.
But I think there was some new style of Goose Island Beer that they were promoting at this show. Because there was a goose girl wandering through the crowd.
Is that what was going on?
I think you got there a little late, so yeah. I think she was done making the rounds by the time you got there. Because we were there early, and we were immediately, this girl came running up to us saying, you have to try this new Goose Island beer. She was handing us samples. That's a job, though. You can get hired to just give out samples of booze to people.
Dressed up like a goose.
She was not in a goose costume. She should have been. That would have been good.
Well, I'm imagining this wrong then, but
you're imagining it better.
I'm imagining it better, yes.
I wish I'd been served a beer by a giant goose.
What would you do if you were in a bar and a human-sized goose ran up to you and offered you beer?
I have at least a couple of friends who have gotten jobs as like beer girls, and you get sent out to a bar to just hang out and offer free samples of beer to people.
Huh.
Yeah, nice work if you can get it. No one's ever offered me that job. I don't seem like the kind of person that someone at a bar would be likely to accept a beer sample from.
You're right. I mean, I know you, and I'm still not sure if I would.
Yeah, yeah. You know the way I feel about people?
Right.
I guess that's how they feel about me, too. So I'm not who you want trying to hand out samples. I think you missed the free beer, which is fine, because you don't like beer.
Yeah, by the time I got there, I couldn't have even gotten to the bar if I wanted to, because that place was packed.
It was a very small place that we were all squished into to see Freeze Pop.
Yeah.
We got there early because we knew that we were going to be jam-packed into this small space. So, and we got to say hi to Christmas before the show started. Because, you know, Freeze Pop, you got Bananas Foster. You have Sean Drinkwater, the other Sean Drinkwater, because he's a clone. You've got Liz Enthusiasm, front woman of the band. And then our friend Christmas Disco Marie Sagan, of course, also on keyboards and vocals, robot vocals. said hi to Christmas, and she's doing great. You know, she's a new mom. Yeah. We asked her how the mom thing is going. It's going quite well for Christmas. And the place just kept filling up with humans and getting, I was sending you texts saying, just so you know, it's going to get squishy in here.
when you get here. I kind of went, oh no, I don't know if I want to come. And you were like, no, you should.
No, so, yeah. I said, get down here.
Don't
it's
miss
fine.
Freeze Pop. So
you have to squish on in here with the rest of us. We recognized just one or two other faces in the crowd, including the mayor. Felicity spotted a girl in the crowd and said, who is that? She looks really familiar. She was one of the cosplay models at Aresia. Remember I went to figure drawing?
Yeah.
Cosplay figure drawing at Aresia. So I drew this girl at Aresia. That picture I showed you from my drawing session at Aresia was of this girl wearing a steampunk gown.
Awesome.
She was at the Freeze Pop show. We did not talk to her because she was way back in the crowd.
And it was so loud in there, you couldn't really talk to... People were trying to talk to me during the show. And I
noticed.
Like, yeah.
Middle of the show, you seemed to be having a discussion with strangers all around you.
Yeah.
I didn't know what was going on.
Well, neither did I.
That didn't stop you.
Somebody was trying to carry on a conversation with me, and I was just like, yeah, I'm fine. Thanks. Thanks, I'm fine.
Yeah. So you had a water aerobics class.
Yes.
At night, right? So you knew in advance you would be arriving late because you had to teach a class.
Uh-huh.
Eventually you got there. You came running in slow motion in a swimsuit, like on Baywatch.
Right. Right?
Dripping wet.
But the room was so crowded that I was easily able to blend in and nobody said much of anything.
You were wearing flippers.
Mm-hmm. But dark flippers,
and
you know.
A snorkel.
Not my bright neon ones, because I didn't want to detract from what was going on.
No, it was subtle. It was fine. It was appropriate.
I wanted to blend in, really.
You got there, and I think you missed a lot of the new stuff, I think.
Right.
Most of the set was the new stuff from the new album. So it was mostly songs that nobody really knew. And then for the end of the show, then they kind of switched to a few Freeze Pop classics by the time you were there.
And that's what I arrived for.
Yes.
And I happened to arrive pretty much just in time to hear my favorite Freeze Pop song.
Oh, what's your favorite?
That's the We Don't Have Normal Lives song. I think it's just called Normal Lives.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Off the Imaginary Friends CD.
I love the Imaginary Friends album. But yeah, they did
so
that one.
Good.
Yeah, they did a few of the old Freeze Pop classics. Science Genius Girl, they do. That's one of the best ones.
Yes.
That's about cloning a human being. Just one of the best things you can do.
You wouldn't have wanted to do it in that room, though. It was already at capacity.
No room for clones that night.
Nope.
There was barely room for the Goose Girl to work the crowd.
But I was excited that I had not. I was like, oh, I didn't miss my favorite song. And then you and Felicity were like, yeah, actually, they've been doing new music all night. And the nice thing about missing all of that is I don't know what I missed.
Right.
So worse things could have happened. I wish I could have enjoyed more of the show. But since this is going to be a cornflake on the road segment, because I'd not been to Dylan's before, I thought, well, what am I going to bring home from Dylan's?
Right. Could have brought a Goose Island sample.
Or the Tap Head. Bring me back the head.
The Goose Island Tap Head?
I could have.
The actual girl? Is she here? Did you bring us the Goose Girl?
No, because she wouldn't dress up to hand out the beer. I didn't want to bring her. Yeah, I ended up hitting the merch table on the way back, and I wanted to support Freeze Pop because I just keep going to all their free shows, so I thought maybe I should give them some money for a change.
You got a Freeze Pop record?
I got two Freeze Pop albums.
Nice.
I got Ultra Fancy Fresh and Imaginary Friends.
All right. I was delighted that you could join us at Dylan's for an evening of Freeze Pop. And yeah, the new record, I believe the new record is called Fantasizer. I don't know when it's going to be up. Sometime this year, hopefully.
It sounds good, what
I
heard of
it. And it's good. Somebody shot a lot of video of that free show that night, and it's online. If you go to the Freeze Pop Facebook page, I think you can see a lot of video of that show there. So check it out. Maybe you can see us in the crowd, but I doubt it.
You might be able to find me high-fiving strangers.
Well, there you go. That's Cornflake on the Road.
Yay.
I think you still owe us. That's
one more.
Yeah, that's episode 3, and we're almost at the end of April now.
Yep.
So we're still in catch-up mode on Cornflake on the Road, but we'll get there.
Yes, in arrears, as it were.
We've got the whole year ahead of us.
Yes.
To send you out to do more weird things.
Maybe try to make them a little more weird than
they're
what
just going to get weirder as the
so
year
far.
Goes along. Okay. Do we have some time for Capes or Apes?
Yes.
Okay. That was your segment. Here comes my segment, Capes or Apes, in which I'm going to discuss. I have two stories prepared for you. One of them is about capes, that is comic books or superheroes. One of them is about apes, or perhaps monkeys.
Uh-huh.
So we will now randomly determine, am I going to be talking about capes or apes? How are, now, you don't have your bucket with you right now. You have some other randomizing method?
Cornflake on the road to the rescue here.
Okay.
And what's in the bag to the rescue? I have these stickers that I brought in.
These are your stickers from Hampton Beach.
Yes.
All right. You're going to assign a cape and an ape to each of them?
Yes. If you pick the flops, it will be a cape. If you pick the lobster, it'll be apes.
Okay. Cornflake is holding the stickers face down. I will now pick one. I've picked one. We will flip it over. I have the lobster. Which one is that?
Apes.
Apes. Okay. We're doing apes. Well, finally, because I've had this ape story on reserve for like 2 months now. This is an actual ape news item.
Love
from,
it.
Just back in February.
Ape news.
This comes from Ireland.
Land of the apes.
Land of apes. the Belfast Zoo.
Okay.
Yeah, they have a zoo over there.
They're not just wandering around with pint glasses. They're in a zoo.
Oh, I would love to see the Irish countryside being overrun by apes with pint glasses.
Me too.
That'd be delightful. An ape pub crawl across Ireland. Let's make that happen.
Yes.
Well, it almost happened the other day.
Oh, boy.
Because, check this out. The Belfast Zoo, there was a storm. And
what kind of storm?
Ape storm.
Oh, my.
The rarest kind. So they have chimpanzees at the Belfast Zoo, and they're in like an area. You know, they have a little environment set up where the chimps live. Mm-hmm. And it's walled. There's a kind of a high wall surrounding the ape area to keep the chimps inside their area where they're supposed to be. Now, there's a big storm, and there's trees inside the chimp area, and some branches came down during the storm. Mm-hmm. So they had this big branch, and they made a ladder out of it.
Yeah, they did.
This was the great escape, the great ape escape of Belfast, as it will come to be known in the history books. These chimps, Cornflake, took a branch, leaned it up against the wall,
and climbed it.
And got out.
Like you do when you're a chimp.
Isn't that fantastic?
That's glorious.
I mean, it's scary and a problem.
Right.
But the chimps, because they're smart, you know? Irish chimps.
You've got to be at least a little bit impressed by that.
The chimps lean a branch up against the wall and climb up the branch like a ladder.
Of course they do.
One or two of them just sat up on top of the wall, and they didn't go any farther than that. At least one of them went all the way out.
Wow.
Climbed up and over the wall. And there's a video of this. Like, this happened middle of the day. There were just guests, just tourists visiting the zoo. There's video of the chimps climbing the branch and getting up on top of the wall. And then there's video from the other side of the wall. There was like a road up beyond the wall. And here's a chimp wandering around. There was a mother and her kids watched this happen. And it says at first she was worried that the apes might attack or take the kids.
Oh, no. Somebody's been watching too many cartoons.
Either attack, I suppose, is certainly possible. You never know when an ape's going to freak out and attack you.
But just single out the children and take them.
I like that, though, that they might take the kids. I would like to see a chimp drag a child away for their own nefarious purposes. I think I'm kind of okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can see how you would be.
Yeah, but I'm more pro-ape than pro-child, as you know. But then the mother went on to say, after it became clear that the chimps weren't aggressive, she found the close-up experience to be grand.
Oh, it's so good that the chimp didn't claw her face off.
They were enjoying the apes. Now, how do you suppose they got the chimps back in their enclosure?
I've got a feeling it has something to do with bananas.
Or English muffins. Or Irish muffins.
Mm.
The exact opposite of the English muffin.
That's true.
What would that be? Like an English muffin just soaked in Guinness?
Yes.
Yeah, that's how you make an Irish muffin.
That's how
I take my muffins. Thank you very much. No, what they did was nothing. The chimps just went back in by themselves. They surrendered voluntarily.
Was it because their food was in their enclosure?
I guess they just weren't particularly interested in escaping. They just thought, oh, let's go up here and check this out. No, let's go back inside.
Our digs aren't so bad.
I guess they were happy where they were. They were just, you know, looking for something to do. So that worked out. They'll have to figure out how to, you know, keep the big branches away from them. Right. I assume they took their ladder away.
Yeah, because they might not just voluntarily wander back next time.
Yeah, so the chimps are back. Everything's fine. Interesting postscript to this story. That was not the first escape at the Belfast Zoo this year.
This
just happened in February.
Right.
That was the second escape of 2019.
Oh, my goodness.
In January, a red panda escaped.
Tricky.
Red panda named Amber.
Got out?
Yeah.
Dug its way out?
Dug its way out, like Bugs Bunny. Yeah, it just came popping up. in Albuquerque. I don't know how the panda escaped, but a red panda escaped and was found in a garden near the zoo later on.
That's where I'd go if I escaped.
Pandas like to hang out in gardens.
I'd go to the garden.
As we know.
I must be part panda.
So, Belfast, keep an eye on your animals, please, you know?
This just makes me want to go to the Belfast Zoo.
Yeah, you know, you're right.
Bring that the camera.
Sounds way better than most other zoos.
It's true. Everything else is copacetic at all the other zoos.
I want to watch an escape.
And I want to lure them back into their pens with Irish muffins.
So, Cornflake, fun times with the chimps in Ireland, and that is this week's Capes or Apes.
Well, that's glorious.
Yes. Hey, let's wrap up the show. What a weird little show this was.
It was very random pants.
Get us out of here.
Okay. So we're on the internet. Come find us there, won't you? At flopcast.net or on Facebook, facebook.com/flopcast. On Twitter, where our handle is @flopcast, or on Instagram. The_flopcast is our handle.
Yes, and a quick reminder on what's coming up in just about a month now as this show comes up. Remember, God's Comics. That's my band.
You've been hard at work rehearsing?
No, not yet. We will rehearse at some point. We have not rehearsed
before
yet.
Before the show?
We're still, we'll see. We have my regular band, Sponge Awareness Foundation. Mm-hmm. This is my other band, my alternative band, God's Comics. We're a cover band. We perform once every 10 years, and this is one of our performance years. We did a show in 1999. We did a show in 2009. Now here we are, 2019. Every 10 years, we release a red panda, and then we do a show. God's Comics is a cover band. We do Elvis Costello songs. We do Men at Work songs. And we've expanded the repertoire this year. We're doing Monkees songs also. Yes.
Wow.
This is going to be a whole evening of Monkees, Elvis Costello, and Men at Work.
That is so awesome. Yeah, I've known you all these years, and I've never been to a God's Comics show.
All the shows that we've done, you've never been there.
And I don't intend to start... No, I'm just kidding.
Why start now?
I don't intend to start now.
Yeah, what's the rush? There's another one coming up.
10 years from now. I'm excited about this.
Imagine how many chimps will have escaped between this show and the next God's Comics show.
I've only ever heard tale of God's Comics show, so I'm really looking forward to this.
This is your big chance, and it is Saturday, May 25th in Lowell, Massachusetts, at the Hearing Room.
It's not easy to make me go back to Lowell, but I will go back to Lowell for this.
A lot of bad memories of Lowell. We're going to try to make a good memory for once.
I went to college there.
On Saturday, May 25th.
So I clawed my way out, but I will go back to see you guys.
We will have more details as we get even closer, but mark that on your calendars, New England area people. God's Comics, my weird little cover band, Saturday, May 25th. The Hearing Room in Lowell. See you there, and see you here next week.
Peace and cookies.
Do you like scary movies? Well, we do too.
That's why the Spooky Dudes are talking horror movies every single week.
We discuss the latest in horror news and review a different film in each episode.
We'll bring you our opinions on the classics, the new stuff, and a little bit of everything in between.
So if you enjoy horror movies and lighthearted fun discussions, check us out, the Spooky Dudes Podcast, right here on the ESO Podcast Network.
Cornflake, this is the secret after show, the part of the show we do after the promo, the part where nobody's even still listening at this point, so we can say whatever we want.
We sure can.
What do you have?
Well, nothing all that interesting. But you may have wondered, looking at all of these, I mean, this is an audio podcast, and I brought bright, shiny stickers.
Yeah.
What am I going to do with all these stickers?
There's a fistful of stickers from New Hampshire.
You may have wondered. So I have all these flop stickers, but I don't think I can keep them all to myself. So what I'd like to do for our secret after show listeners is for the first 5 listeners to follow up with us.
Ooh.
I would like to send you some flop stickers.
Do we even have that many after show listeners? I don't know.
I think we're going to find out.
Yes. So you were offering to give away flop stickers.
Yes.
Interesting.
So we just need you to email us your mailing address.
That'd be info@flopcast.net.
Yes. Email us your address. We will use it to send you a flop sticker and a badge ribbon. I'll put in a badge ribbon.
Oh, we have plenty of Flopcast badge ribbons. Absolutely. So we'll definitely throw those in.
You get a little goodie envelope from the Flopcast.
Wouldn't that be delightful? All right. Write to us, after show people.
Let us know that you want some flops.
Let us know you're out there. Unless you're not, in which case...
I guess I'd have to keep these stickers to myself.
Yes.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping through Amazon.com or the T Public Store, which can all be found at ESONetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.